You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everybody. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds. I'd like to welcome everyone that are sitting in the chat room, those who are actually on the BBS Radio chat room, also the Pal Talk chat room. I'd like to welcome you all here today. Without any further ado, we've actually had lost a really good friend. She's not lost as in light, as far as her spirit, physical body is concerned. She passed away. She's a very good friend of ours. But I want to share this before I go any further. I want to share other information before we get started regarding this lady that we've actually had lost. Another good friend that we've all known in the industry, who's actually a professional psychic medium, he's well known in the TV series Sightings that was on television and a few other programs that he was on. A fellow by the name of Peter James, he passed away, of complications with his health and, so we'd like to send our heart and spirit and prayers to the family and at the loss of Peter. And he did a really good job and very well known in our industry, and we respect him a great deal. So we'd also like to acknowledge Peter and Peter's family. Our hearts go out with you, support. We also like to share this also before going further. I was sent an email over a young lady friend of mine who actually I've been working with up in Drift Pile, Alberta, on there for his reservation. There's a young lady that who is up near Slave Lake in Alberta. She's doing a spiritual journey for her daughter, and her daughter had passed away. She passed away in Prince George on this off the. There's been a lot of young kids, young women, been missing on Prince George, British Columbia. And a lot of them have passed away due to murders and missing children. So this young lady, her name is Audrey Ogier. I've met her, and she's actually working on a walking journey for her child, her young daughter who has passed away. And there's also a lot of people who actually want to help the sister. And we're actually want to share this with you. It says that a mother's healing journey following the loss of her teenage daughter has been postponed because of lack of support. So Audrey Ogier's plans on walking from Prince George to Gift Lake Métis settlement in honor of her daughter, alias Sarah Ogier, which is 14, whose body was found on the Highway of Tears. Sarah Ogier is one of the 9 women who have been gone missing or even murdered along Highway 16 between Prince George and Prince Rupert since 1990. OJ said that she hasn't been able to secure a support car for what she calls her spiritual healing walk, and she wasn't able to leave on August the 1st as she had planned. Now, there is an organization, people in Drift Pile are asking for assistance, so anybody who wants to help assist on this journey regarding any kind of items or even a vehicle, which is possible, we're looking for sponsors to help assist this. We actually were told, informed, that the police will not help us on this one here. Well, I do know this in Prince George. The police don't help everybody as well because there's a little bit of racism in that area between the First Nations and the police. So we would like to look for that support. Anybody who's up in the Alberta area and the British Columbia area who wish to assist, we would like to ask for your assistance. So give me a call on my email or give me a phone call. Go to my email is whitesskycloud@yahoo.com, and I can share with you more information regarding this young lady, who is a really wonderful person. Like I said, I worked with her, and she's on her healing journey because of the loss of her daughter who passed away. Now, the next story I want to talk about is actually we're doing a eulogy as an honorary, a lady friend of mine. Her name is Ariel Louise, and she was a friend of everybody's here And let me share the story with you. Ari Louise, whose publicity work researching and connecting alt science and paranormal authors and researchers with which she's actually had hosts in the alternative talk radio from the early radio days of Art Bell through the pioneering promotion for the development of internet talk radio. She was found dead in her home in Burnsville, Minnesota, Tuesday, July 31st, an apparent victim of terrible heat wave that raged for days in the Minnesota-St. Paul area. Apparently, her trailer was about 112 to 115 degrees inside, and she basically had complications of heat. Now, I remember Ariel always complained about the heat. And anyways, I'm going to go further with this. She is the grandniece of Nikola Tesla, that famous man who actually created free energy. Ari Louise is alumna of Drexel University and University of Minnesota with concentrations in engineering and business administration and graduate studies in clinical psychology and public relations. Following a 20 years teaching career, she chose to devote her full-time efforts to public relations, image building, and producing radio and TV shows. Louise, a longtime fan of late-night talk show host Art Bell, started her alternative talk radio PR passion working a local chat group for listeners of Art Bell radio show. And they gathered in person to verbally in the days prior to explosion of less personal internet chat rooms and arranged for guest speakers for the group. Ariel made the transition to computers and the internet with a bang, being a vocal advocate for what she called equal access for Apple Mac computers users to listen to the internet talk radio, which was programmed and biased to Windows operating systems. We're still having that problem, by the way. Mac is sometimes not compatible by all means of all things. But she was fully dedicated with her Mac computer, and she would not turn to the other type of a computer we always use, PC. Louise then settled into what she loved and did until her untimely death, the discovery of alternative medicine, science, health, and paranormal authors, teachers, and researchers, and connected with them with talk show hosts and the expo lecture circuit scientists such as John Hutchinson, James McCanny, psychic James Von Frog, Sue Storm, Michael Mapes, hypnotherapist Craig R. Lang, historical researcher Frank Joseph, UFO researcher Brian Veich, FDA whistleblower Dr. Arthur M. Evangelista, PhD, which we basically name a few. There have been so many people out there who are being in this industry, and as well as while interfacing with established broadcast radio hosts and shows such as Coast to Coast AM and Art Bell, Ian Punnett. Ian also has a local talk show with WFMP in Minnesota, St. Paul. And Ari Louise worked with a growing list of alternative.
Are you there, John?
Information radio shows. We have a call? On the internet, Mysteries of the Mind is Alex Merklinger, the Louis Gentili Show, APSR Radio with Dr. Jimmy, X-Squared Radio, and Feet to the Fire with James Arthur Jancic. And she's also worked with many other crossover broadcast radio show hosts, such as X-Zone Radio with Rob McConnell, right, Sightings, Jeff Rance, Kevin Smith Show. We have a call. Louise has also worked to help promote and expand internet radio networks such as IBC Radio and BBS Radio and Interstreams Radio. She's worked with people like herself, and Ariel, how she got a hold of me, how I knew her, is because when I was working with 1410 C-Fund here in Vancouver on the AM station, she heard my show. My other show was called Between Two Worlds, and she heard about my work, and she listened to my show, and she was so enthused by getting me to get involved more with other radio shows, and I joined the wagon. I joined the whole group, and I had met a lot of great new people in this industry, and it was a person like Ariel. If it wasn't for a person like her to get us connected into this industry, I never would have met anyone out here except the people locally. We have a call coming in. Who am I speaking to?
Derek, this is Kevin Smith at the Kevin Smith Show.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Outstanding. I have with me John Zaffis. He's my guest this evening. He also knows Ariel. And let me see if I have him connected. John, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Am I on?
You are.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Ariel, it's a very sad thing to hear this. I've known her for quite a few years. I never personally met her, but, gee, I go back to corresponding with her way back when with the Lou Gentile show. And
yeah.
She was a phenomenal person and a beautiful person. And we here at our paranormal group and all the prayer groups I know will be praying for her.
Oh, we thank you very much on that. I know all about you because through Dr. Jimmy. And I really appreciate you talking and sharing your stories for Ariel.
Derek, the way you and I met was Ariel.
It was through Ariel, yeah.
That's right. She got us together, and you were a guest on my show a couple of times, and that's how we met.
Yeah. Yeah, Ariel was outstanding. She just wanted to make sure that everybody connected somehow. She believed in us. And she
and
never wanted anything from us. She just wanted us to make sure that we were successful.
Very, very sad to lose somebody like her. And I thank you for allowing me to raid your show tonight and just bump in here and say this, but I do thank you, and we're going to clear off and go on with our show.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, guys, thanks for letting us say what Ariel meant to us.
Yeah. Well, we'll make sure that Ariel haunts you guys.
That'll be a good thing, not a bad thing.
Please, I don't need any more ghosts.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Okay, welcome, guys. Is Don, are you there? Don, are you there? Don Newsome, are you there? I'll get Don after. Yeah, anyways, with this, what we did a eulogy for Ariel, and I want to share that with you folks because I felt it was important. So we put it on the front page of our show. I wrote this up, and this is what I decided to write regarding. It says that we are doing a dedication night for special friend Ariel Louise Serban. Now, basically, Ariel was very secretive about her, not wanting people to know her real name, but I found out who she was. She was on an internet radio public relations pioneer who has passed away approximately July 31st, 2007 in her home. Her interest was helping others and not asking anything in return. She was a hard, dedicated human being who would work for endless hours and not be bothered by a time clock. No matter what time you called her, she always had an ear for you. And all she wanted to do was to give everyone a chance to be what they wanted to be, and that was to be acknowledged for their hard work on the media radio. And she would pass your name out there on the internet and phone line to many other radio media programs, and she made us all feel good. Ariel had a heart of gold, and she knew that BBS Radio and many other radio and television programs would be successful. We at BBS Radio wish to salute and give our love and condolences to whomever is still a survivor of Ariel's family. According to her, she told everyone that she was the last member of her family. We believe that she had family everywhere because we were all her family, no matter who she became friends with. Her heart and soul will always be with us. And we will miss you, Ariel Louise. May the Great Spirit keep you connected to the internet forever, and many blessings to you all. And that's exactly what I want to share with you regarding Ariel. Now, she was actually, her family went back in time. Nikola Tesla was actually one of her relatives. She is a grandniece. And she was, apparently there was an organization, the Tesla organization, that actually is going to write a story about Ariel, and they're going to actually have her registered in the Tesla, or like I should say, under the books that she's the related to. And I'm just absolutely pleased for her in that way that the Tesla organization is actually recognizing her. Now, me, myself, knowing Ariel, I've known her for a long time, a lot of years, and how she got me connected on to radio. I was actually with 1410 CFUN. I had my own radio show there a few years back, and when she heard me doing radio, she asked me if I would like to do other radio programs and to be interviewed by other radio programs, internet radio. So I did interviews with APSR Radio, which is Dr. Jimmy. When Jimmy got me on there, we ended up became the best of friends, because from there on, it was like Jimmy had me on every month to come in and do an interview. And we did it for 2.5, almost 3 years on his show. And also I've done Kevin Smith's show a couple times. I've been on quite a few others. If you go to my website, you can probably pretty well see. And then Ariel insisted I join BBS Radio to get hooked up with Don Newsom, Don and Doug. And these are the men that actually started the radio show. And she, Ariel herself, was actually her and Don, and I'm sorry, I take it back, I'm not sure the third person was that actually, those are the three people in the team that actually made the decision to start BBS Radio. And so Ariel really gave that marker and insisted that Don be successful and Doug be successful. She knew there was something special about these two guys. She knew there's something special about other people that are connected to her regarding this radio show. Not just mine, you know, I'm talking about BBS Radio as an entity. She knew full well that it was going to be a huge success. And if we started thinking that we're going to run out of clients, she would go out there and she'd find them for you. And she'll say, do you like this person? Would you be interested in this person? I'll call them up. And she, boom, 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 she had them there right in front of you. Okay, you know, do this, do that. And she had connections. This woman knew everybody. I'm telling you, she knew people all over. She was best of friends of Art Bell and his wife, that passed away. When she passed away of pneumonia, and both Ariel and her are best of friends. They used to talk on the phone a lot. And when Ariel found out that her friend passed away, she really took it really hard, and it bothered her for a long time. Ariel ended up shutting down for a little bit. But back in 2004, Ariel became, I'm not going to say wheelchair bound, but she ended up not able to walk very well for herself, because she got in a major car accident here up in and off the Sea to Sky Highway. She came up here to visit a friend of hers up in Vancouver area, and she ended up getting into a major car accident. The Sea to Sky Highway is the worst thing that to get in an accident with, because it's very, very narrow, really, really bad. So many people have died on this highway. Talk about it. You want to EVP that location. And she ended up going to the hospital, but she refused to stay there. She ended up coming back to the U.S., but after through all the years of her pain, she suffered, and she became, I would say, housebound later on. She had a hard time leaving the house at times. She just wanted to just continue on helping people. And she would work endless hours. I mean, this woman would, I'm surprised she hardly even slept. I mean, like, she would, if someone wanted to give her a call at 2 or 3 in the morning, they called her 2 or 3 in the morning. She said, oh, yeah. She says, oh, you know, I don't care if the phone rings at 4 or 5 in the morning. Just phone me if you want to chat. And people did. Everybody talked to Ariel, and she always wanted to keep up to date with everyone. And she worked with people like Lou Gentile, who actually I just heard recently that his radio show now is no longer in service. So, but Lou, if you are listening to the show, Ariel has talked to me about you a lot, and she always said that both you and her are like salt and pepper. And but she, as far as she was concerned, she never really was. She never really was a bad person. I think that a lot of people used to create a lot of rumors within the radio industry, and Ariel used to always get herself in so much trouble. People would blame her for all the certain things that would happen in the industry, and Ariel would just sit there and go like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I wasn't even there. But, you know, they try to figure they'll blame somebody else. But Ariel didn't let that sit down. She just kept on going, and she figured, who cared? We got a caller coming in. Who am I speaking to?
How are you doing? This is Don.
Hey, Don.
Thank you for having me on the air.
You're welcome, sir. Now, you knew Ariel quite well.
You know, I knew her very well, at least originally. She had helped us set up the entire network. She was really the reason why we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
She was, you know, when we met her, she had planned to get hosts on our network, show me how it was done. She spent time introducing me to people like James Avianchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. And as we got into it, I learned enough from her, really, to get BBS Network started. So she was one of the original people that made it all happen.
Yeah, she's done a lot. I mean, basically, I really felt that she became the pioneer. She was the one that, I think what Ariel was trying to do was to get the internet radio going. You know, people talked about it, but nobody did anything with it. So she wanted to go to the next level. She wanted to make, you know, internet radio, internet television. She wanted to make it go further. And she also wanted to make it Mac compatible.
That's true. I remember that. We were always trying to, well, work out the issues so that everybody could listen, whether they had dial-up, Mac, IBM. She was very big on that to make sure that anybody and everybody out there, whether they were poor and had very poor systems or not, and that was a very strong point with her, and that's why we even today have our 32K streams.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she put her foot down and she wanted to make sure that it was going to work.
Yes, yes, so that everybody could hear it. She really was. I that's what I loved about her. She really tried to be of service. In her way, I don't even know if she knew how much she wanted to be of service. But she was always trying to get out there and hook people up, be the connector, get people tuning in and listening to what's going on out there. And she was one of the biggest pioneers in this new industry.
Yeah. She was powerful behind the phone. She wanted to make sure that you got what you needed. I mean, there's so much there that I could pretty well put up there and say there was so much for her that she can do. And, you know, I remember, like, I talked to her maybe about a week before she passed away, and I remember her telling me that her speakers broke down, that I was going to end tour. I said, well, you know, I got a couple of pair of speakers at home, and I'll send them out to you. And she started to cry. She literally was crying. She was so, I guess you'd say, shocked that she was not used to people helping her, you know, giving back to her than there was, because she wasn't expecting anything from you. All she wanted to do was give.
That's right. That's right. And she gave a lot, yes. Yeah, I think that was it. She could readily give, but couldn't readily accept.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a person I want to speak to, and I hope he's actually listening right now. I want to get Michael Mapes on here, because I hear Michael is, Michael, if you're listening in, you're in the chat room. I know you are, because I could see you there. If you can actually come on, I would like to love you have you come in. I'll give you the phone number. It's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you want to share your story with us about how much you know of Ariel, and to tell your story about her, and also I also like to get anybody else who's calling in from Canada is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and those in direct line, there's international lines of those who knew Ariel as well, because Ariel knew everybody across the world. 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now, Don, what we just did this afternoon, you and I, was that we put a eulogy for Ariel on the front of our page.
Correct, correct.
So if any of you actually folks want to go to our site and read the eulogy, please look forward to reading it, and also we will have the archives up that if you want to listen to, if you think you may not be able to listen to the show all the way through, you're more than welcome to listen to it. And also if you can give a free access to that to the archives for the next couple of days.
You bet. You have a caller.
for Ariel to honor her.
Okay.
And just say those who want to listen in, and just in case you actually missed the show, I'm sure you'll be surprised who you'll be hearing from.
Well, you do have a caller on. I just put them on with you.
Okay. Who do I have here?
Hi, Derek. It's Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking me to call in.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
You listened in.
Yeah, of course.
How long have you known Ariel?
I have known Ariel for, 3 years. I think pretty much since the beginning of me being in the public eye, I've known her. So she's pretty much the reason for any success I've had. So.
Do you have any stories you want to tell about her? Anything you find that's interesting?
So many. You know, the thing I love most about Ariel is that she was successful and great and strong, like everyone has also, you know, has said, but she was also one of the most down-to-earth people that I ever knew. And, you know, she was very practical. She was very, very business-minded. And, you know, I just loved everything about her. And like I said, she was pretty much the reason I went public. She was the reason that I've been on so many different radio shows and I've had success and stuff like that. So I just wanted to call in and say that I really appreciated what you were doing tonight. So.
Oh, I'm glad you actually came on. I mean, I was forking out emails galore last night. I think I was here at about 2 o'clock in the morning, making sure everybody knows that what we were doing for Ariel tonight was actually very, very important.
Yeah, well, she would like that because she was always up sending emails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she would send us emails. And, that, and you know her well enough. She actually would spend hours and hours and hours on the computer, and she burned that baby out. I mean, basically, that Mac, I mean, let's put it this way, not one PC could have outdone what she had done.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. There were times when she wouldn't sleep for days if she was working on a big project. So,
yeah, no, she would keep herself totally awake, and you can call her all hours of the morning, and she's still awake as far as she's concerned.
Yep.
You're lucky she only had 10 minutes sleep, and she just still wanted to get it out there.
That's absolutely right. So
what are you doing now these days?
Pretty much the same. Traveling, still going to school, so doing readings.
Yeah.
Different lectures and speeches, so I've got a lot of stuff planned. We'll see.
Okay. Well,
pretty much the same for me.
Keep up the good work and give me a call sometime. I'll get you on my show.
All right, that sounds great. Well, again, I really appreciate what you're doing for Ariel. So.
Great. We'll spend a whole hour with you and we'll chat with you, maybe get some people calling in at times.
Definitely, that sounds awesome.
Michael, it's a pleasure to speaking with you again. It has been a while.
Yes, it has.
Give me a call. You know my numbers. Give me a call. Let's get you back on the network.
Absolutely, I will.
Okay.
All right.
We've expanded out a bit, and things have changed, but I think you love it.
I love your website. So.
Oh, thank you. We miss you. We miss you, Michael.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, thank you so much, Derek, and thank you, Don. You all have a good night.
You do the same. Thank
sure.
you.
Bye.
Ooh. Well, we're getting some great people calling in, people that actually know Ariel, and I've put the word out, even all the radio show hosts, if anybody else who wants to call in, give us a call, because the radio show hosts, you know, they themselves are the ones that have worked with Ariel for a long time. I know if James Jancic was here listening to the show, he could. He would actually come online himself. He would actually come on phone here, but he's on the road right now. He was...
We could call him.
Well, on the road?
Sure.
Try and get him on the road. He's actually traveling on the highway as we're speaking. So.
Yeah, I think I have his road number where we could reach him in his cab. You want
okay,
me to...
we'll give him a shot, see what
All
happens.
All right, I'll be right back and see if I can grab him.
James Jancic actually was one of the... another one of the very effective people actually was very supportive with Ariel, and she got a lot of clients and a lot of people in the public here on his show. And actually, James was one of the main people that actually called the police to have to find her out. Because basically, I think he was the very last person that she spoke to. And he found it suspicious that he couldn't get a hold of her, and especially after 3 or 4 days going by. So he decided to call the police, and they made a call. A check and see if she was actually basically a health check and see how she's doing. And when they did arrive, they did find her body. So it was actually through heat exhaustion. She did not have an air conditioner hooked up. And it, I guess there was a huge amount of heavy amount of heat that it contained itself inside. She lived in a trailer. It's almost, you know, those big, huge tin trailers. And I know what it's like to live in those things. And it just basically caught up to her. And I remember she used to complain about the heat. But she was, she made a statement that she was, she's so funny because she made a statement. She says, well, I shouldn't want it to cost her any money. Even though someone did send her an air conditioner, she wouldn't hook it up because she didn't want to spend a whole bunch of money in air conditioning fees. Because apparently, you know, you get 25 amp and an air conditioner in a place like that can really knock out your power, drain your budget. Right. She was on a tight budget herself.
We have James.
We have James?
Yes.
James Jancic, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing today?
This is Derek White, SkyCloud. On Between Two Worlds, we're talking about Ariel. We're doing a dedication for her today.
Yes.
And I just thought I'd give you a call to see if you're interested and want to share some information regarding Ariel.
Well, yeah, well, what I know, I mean, I've known her for a couple of years, going back to IBC when I was over on their radio system, and we got to know her and be friends, and after she left that and I left that, we still talked, and she provided a lot of information about guests and about the history of paranormal radio and so forth and so on. I talked with her, probably a good 5 to 10 hours a week as I drove over the road.
Yeah. How long have you known Ariel?
How long?
How long have you known Ariel?
Like I said, since IBC days, I don't know, 2-3 years.
2-3 years, yeah. Okay.
And it's hard to kind of keep track of the actual years. So
yeah.
I guess it really is only like 3 years, though it seems a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people knew about Ariel and how, you know, we were basically doing dedication for her today on our show, and I thought I'd just give you a scream on the phone and let you know that that we're even thinking about you too, because, you know, it was actually your decision by calling the police, the health, or something, come down there to check and see how Ariel's doing. And you pretty well know the most of the information regarding what did happen.
Yeah, I talked to her Saturday afternoon, and she was had a real rough time with the heat. Actually, she has for the last couple of weeks. And then I usually call her on Monday night when I go out on my trip down to Savannah and back, and no answer. And then I called Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, no answer, and that pretty well. I even asked her this a week ago, like, what if I call and there's no answer? How many rings do I get before I call the police? And she's like, no, they don't call anybody. I don't want to come check on me. She's real private. And,
yeah, I know. She's
no,
very
a
private.
Week later, a week later, the scenario happened, and I just figured I'd rather call and ever get mad, so to speak, than not. Unfortunately, it was too late.
Yeah. Now, Ariel is only 54?
That's what she told me.
Yeah, she's...
I mean, the information that I have about her was from her telling me. So I never thought any reason not to believe it, people are calling me from around the world now trying to establish her being Tesla's grandniece.
Yeah.
And I wanted to trace to her, her name, and all I know is she told me that once, and then we talked a little bit about her parents or her father talking about when she got older, asking about it, and they just didn't want to go into it because they wanted to leave it lying because of all the trouble that came of it. And then that was it. And I said to her that that's pretty cool, even though you really didn't know him or anything, it's still kind of, you know, cool information. So she put together a bio I was going to work on a webpage for her. That's where the first part of that press release I wrote came from, was her schooling and all that. That was just her... words.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you for being with us on our show, and appreciate you taking our call.
Well, sure. I'm glad to do, though. I definitely, this week already driving out on the road, I already went to call her a few times, so.
Yeah.
To have it, it's going to take a while to break.
How's the weather where you are?
It's about 82 degrees at 11:30 Eastern, so it's warm and humid.
Yeah.
I'm about 100 miles from Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, it's about 90 to 95 in some eastern part of Canada. Where I live here in Vancouver, we're probably about 76 degrees. We're not so bad.
It's pretty bad in Chicago. I was calling back from Chicago, actually, after your call, and it was still in the 90s there at night. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The electricity level is going down really far to the point where my equipment backups were alarms were going off with the low electricity.
Yeah.
So it's rough times.
Yeah. Well, you have a safe trip.
All right.
We'll talk to you in the future.
All righty. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Don?
Yes.
Do you think, by chance, would have Jeff Rentz's phone number?
I might. Let me check. I'll be right back.
Yeah. These are some of the people that really became some of the major areas, some of the major effectives in areas like these are the people that actually always kept on, I guess you'd say, Ariel really, really busy. And she used to, here's more things about her. She spoke Serbian, by the way. That's Yugoslav. She used to speak to my wife. My wife spoke Croatian Serbian mix language, so that's how my wife and her got to know each other so well. And when I wrote the eulogy for Ariel, my wife stood next to me and she had tears run down her eyes. She didn't expect me to write such a wonderful eulogy, and she said it was a really good writing, a really good eulogy for her to honor her that way. You know what? One thing about Ariel, too, she was very straightforward. She, you know why? Here's something else. You never send a rumor on the email. If you think something is true, a rumor, and they'll pass it around, some garbage rumor, and I'm not talking about certain people, anything. I mean, it could be a rumor. Ariel would inspect that sucker right down to nothing. She would tell you exactly if it's true or not. She would not allow for that to be passed around until she tells you that it was the truth. If it was a lie, she'd tell me to go, you know what? She right back to me, she says, you tell everyone it's not true. If it was not right, tell everyone it's not true.
That's true. She did. She'd do that even with me. That's right. Yeah, I remember that. You know, I don't have Jeff's number, unfortunately, but we do have a caller coming in. I'll put him on right away. Here we go. I thought I did have Jeff's number, but unfortunately I don't. I thought I had his cell at least. Here we go. Okay, you have a caller.
And Don? Who am I speaking to?
Dr. Fred Bell. I've called three times, but you keep hanging up.
Hey, Dr. Fred Bell.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. I was trying to get on and say hi to Derek, but you keep hanging up on me. I was calling on the 876 number.
Oh, well, see, I didn't hang up on you. They did.
Who's they?
Not my fault. Blame them.
It's not my fault. I didn't hear you ring.
What's wrong with these people? You want these people to call in, and then he hangs up, or what?
I think we need Ariel here to defuse this, because I don't believe you.
Yeah. Was he got some other number you call or something, or what?
So, Fred, how long have you known Ariel?
10, 15 years.
Wow.
So why don't you introduce me to Don?
Is there anything you want to say about Ariel that would benefit the public to know?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get on the air.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to hear somebody.
You're on the air. Go for it.
Is that you, Derek? I can't hear you.
That's me. I'm on.
Oh, good.
Okay, you got me. I'm Derek.
Okay, yeah, it's Dr. Fred Bell here.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew Ariel for like 10 or 15 years. She's the one that introduced me to Don and the whole BBS thing when we first started it.
Oh, okay.
Cool, huh? Yeah, she had me on, literally 50, 60, 100 shows. I went on Art Bell a lot. I think she got me on a couple of the Art Bell shows in the early days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she used, I sent her a lot of vitamins and a lot of stuff, you know. She had her receptors up there, and she... quite a person, you know. She always complained that she couldn't walk very well, and but I had a great time with her over the years. I knew her for a long time.
Yeah, she was, you know, she had her own humor that she enjoyed.
Yeah, you had to get used to that.
Yeah.
If you didn't know how her humor worked, you're going to have a problem. But I'm trying to remember who introduced me to her. It was one of the big promoters out there in the radio land, and he acknowledged her as a big promoter. And I called her up one day many years ago, like, God, back in the 80s. And she just started putting me on all kinds of big AM and FM stations all over the damn place.
Oh, yeah.
She had great connections.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said before, I was telling everybody else, Ariel got me on here in Vancouver. She found me.
Yeah.
And wanted me to, she said, you're interested in getting interviewed by a lot of other people and across the world. I said, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Because she believed in us. She believed in what we did. And that was what she felt was important. She wanted to share our knowledge, what we knew, for the public to know. I mean, basically, it was all to do with, because she felt good about it.
Yeah. I remember back when the schoolyard shooting started back in 1997. She got me. I went out to Columbine, and I went to. I've even had Columbine survivors on my Dr. Bell Health Science show. I was in contact with. She put me on so many stations talking about schoolyard shootings and what caused it, and you know that's what I would do and the topics. It was amazing. It was a big humanitarian gesture, I thought. Up until past Columbine, we had a lot of problems with schoolyard shootings, and all these kids were on drugs, and so she went out of her way to get me on a lot of different shows that I probably would have gotten on my own, that's for darn sure, and on that topic, on that exact topic, you know, which is mainstream at the time.
But all you have to do is give Ariel a subject.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got you, and she'll hook herself into that until she finds everything she got for you to know.
Yeah.
And then she's set up with that client or whoever that person or persons are.
Yeah.
You're so busy.
Yeah. And when you were talking about conservatism, Don sent her up an air conditioner or a fan or something about 3 years ago, just before I became a BBS host. I offered to get her set up on satellite. I offered to have the DirecTV guys come up there, install a dish, and give her a DirecTV system. You know, but she didn't want it. I don't know why, but I don't know whether it's electricity cost, which isn't much. But she wouldn't go for it. So I figured, well, you could really tune in if you had DirecTV, you know. So I tried to set her up with that, where she could actually go uplink, you know, the direct way where they uplink. Because she was always on that 28K thing off the telephone, which was slower than hell, you know what I mean? Yeah, and she wouldn't go for it. It's going to cost me $500 to set it up and probably $80 a month. And
wow.
She wouldn't do it. You know, and I offered her that, you know.
So
I knew that...
I remember when you offered her that. That was right around the time she introduced us.
Yeah.
In fact, she introduced you, me. She introduced you to me. She introduced James to me. She introduced the four show hosts that started the network. She even introduced Nancy Leader.
Yeah.
Of the Connection.
Right.
And they've known each other. In fact, she might be one of the people that knows or knew Ariel. The best.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was the whole network. The first few people were all because of Ariel. That's just a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. And the other thing that I learned from that direct way experience, because remember, Don and I, you were talking to me about how fast it was, and it had an uploading speed of about 450 megabytes, which was plenty fast enough for her.
Yeah.
I was concerned about that. You told me what the speed was. But the problem that she always had, and you guys brought it up earlier because I listened to the whole broadcast, she didn't know how to receive. She gave, but she wouldn't accept anything. You couldn't give her anything.
She did, because there are so many things that we want to do. We even offered her her own radio show.
Yeah.
And she turned it down. I don't know how many people offered her her own radio show, and they're willing to do it for nothing. And no. And she had the knowledge.
Yeah.
She could have done her own radio show easily.
Yeah.
I tried to get her into situations up there where she'd been on the Internet more, she could increase her income and stuff, but she wasn't interested in that either. She wasn't about money. She did have a dream of getting on the road with a motorhome. I remember that. And something came along. I don't know if it was through me or somebody else where she had a shot at that, but then she turned that down. So that's when we realized that she's going to stay there in that trailer. She wasn't going anywhere, you know. But, dude, that was one of her dreams. That I didn't know, but when the reality of it came up, she turned it down, too.
She was telling me somebody, before she passed away, in fact, it was the last conversation I had with her.
Yeah.
She told me there was somebody that she knew, a friend of hers, was between two choices, two of the men that she knew, that they offered her a piece of land to park her trailer on.
Yeah.
She'd be out of the complaint, like basically the more intense heat, out of that.
Yeah.
They're willing to take her down to the Georgia area where she would be there the rest of her life.
Wow.
You know, and it wouldn't cost her nothing. They offered her all that.
Yeah.
And she turned them down.
Yeah. She was just probably laughing at us tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course she is.
I got my own radio show now, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're starting rumors now. You realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. Heavenly Radio. One of these silent, unsung heroes behind the voice behind the media hero type of person that I have great respect for, even though she had some idiosyncrasies like we all do. I had tremendous respect for Ariel Louise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the catalyst.
Yeah.
She was.
Well,
that's the key. She really put it all on the map somehow and made it all come together.
We ought to have a little dedication thing on BBS Radio in some little place that in our history, you know, like how did this thing start, you know? Maybe Fred Bell and Don Newsom were having a duel out in Texas and decided to do a radio show instead or some crazy history just thrown in there, you know? That would be kind of cool, huh?
It's a good idea.
It was her idea for me to join you guys.
Yeah.
She said to me, you know, Derek, you should get a hold of Don and Doug.
Yep, that's right.
Because she says you're good at what you do. Get it on there. You know, you've always wanted to do more radio, so it's opportunity showed you.
Yeah.
So I gave you guys a call, and here I am. And it's been over a year since I've done radio with you guys.
Well, you, not only that.
You're May.
Yeah, and the other thing I got to compliment you on, because it's showing how it grows, is I met Theda Miller through you, because her song is on Surrender is on your thing, on your web page there.
Yeah.
I played a concert up in May in San Francisco. And she came up there. I flew her down from Seattle because I'm doing some recording. I'm going to do some recording with her. She sang. I played music and she sang some of my songs.
Wow.
Huge audience, yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure if you know anything about this right now, but Theda is changing her name from Theda Miller to Theda Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she changed to Theda Phoenix and she's doing another CD.
Yeah.
She's doing, as we speak, she's with Deepak Chopra in Whistler. And she's doing an opening for him.
Wow. With the heat, I envy her.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in Whistler.
Guess who she learned? Guess who she took that advice from? Dr. Bell.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. We got a good network here. We lost one of our founding members who will work with us on the other side. But I think BBS is very soon going to be the number one network in the world.
Oh, definitely.
AM, FM, everywhere. We're going to eclipse coast to coast one of these days. Still, give us a couple more years, you know?
Yeah, we will be like that. In fact, we're working on internet videos. I'm waiting for that to happen, and boom, 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 we're going right straight through.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, it's about working together. You know, that's what Ariel proved.
Yeah.
It's about working together. You find the pieces, you put them together, and you just stick to your service. And
John, do you have the other phone number for the lady you mentioned about before that?
Oh, yeah, sure, Nancy.
Nancy later, if you can get a hold of her.
Sure. It's but she's in the east, so it would be midnight her time.
I'll give her a call, see what happens.
It's up pretty late. I'm going to jump off here and let you guys have more guests on.
Okay.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks,
you're doing great work, Derek. I love your show. I listen to it a lot, and you're a wonderful contribution to this network.
I appreciate it. I listen to you, too, and you're pretty good at what you do.
And the Don and Wynn show makes me, it keeps me out of a straitjacket.
Or in it.
All right, guys, I'm signing off. I'm going to listen.
All right.
Thanks.
Oh, no, I'll give Nancy a jingle.
Okay. We you got a great chat room going here because there's a lot of people sitting in the chat room. And there's even one person I recognize I haven't seen for almost 30 years. Welcome for sitting, for coming in the room. I got a lot of relatives in here. All my relations. No, Ariel, actually, she also has, she was, I guess everybody, we all, as we all say, she's a straightforward, she believed in all of us. She knew what we were doing in life. She wanted to make sure that we become successful. Ariel seen that, and it's hard to explain, there was so much that she wanted to do, and she just never had the time. She wanted to help so many people out there, and then there's more people that she wanted to make contact. I'm hoping that we can get Dr. Jimmy from APSR to come on to give us the screen. That's another fellow that's also very good at that new era quite well. He was sharing his stories. We were talking about her a couple of days ago. In fact, Dr. Jimmy is the one that actually called me up and said to me, do you know that Ariel passed away? He left me a message in my machine. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just in shock. But when I was explained to how she passed, it was like, you know how you feel kind of numb inside? You're like, no, it's not true. Somebody made up a story. Because, you know, you just don't want to believe it. And, you know, same as like another famous psychic, Peter James, when he's passed away, the man was still young yet. He wasn't even done living. Ariel was only 54 years old.
It's amazing. In fact, she introduced me to the MUFON people and some of the, so many of our hosts are still from Ariel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. I just tried to reach Nancy. I left her a message, but she is asleep, I would assume.
Probably she's asleep by now because she's up east, yeah.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin. She's in Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Correct, yes.
Which is Wisconsin.
So she's in bed, I'm sure.
Do you have Rob McConnell from X-Zone?
Yep, I'm pretty sure I do.
Let me give him a call.
You got it.
She's actually helped him up here as well. We've had all kinds of people here. I mean, I would love to have had Art Bell or Ian Punnett to come on our show and just talk about her. She knew a lot of people, and she was good at what she does. You know, she's... it's hard to believe that she's gone still. It takes a while because, I mean, I just all of a sudden here I'm thinking to myself, last May, I lost my mom and dad. My mom passed away. My mom passed away in May. My dad passed away on July 21st. And I thought, okay, that's it. You know, no more people that I know passed away. Well, all of a sudden, Ariel passed away. And then my son gives me a call, tells me that his best friend passed away 3 days ago. And my son is going like, I don't like this, Dad. It bothers him. Like, he's not used to this. He was at a party, I guess, with a bunch of friends, and his best friend passed out laying on his back, and he choked on his own throw-up, and he passed away. I mean, sometimes these are just accidental deaths. Ariel's should not have happened. You know, a lot of people could have said, you know, get her out of the building, could have got her to the mall, take her shopping somewhere. But Ariel is the kind of person that did not want to leave the trailer. You know, she was like my mom. She became housebound. She didn't want to leave. She felt that she didn't want people to look at her half the time later on down the road. She just wanted to stay there because her feelings that she wanted to stay where she was comfortable. And I guess put it this way. Ariel did not have an animal. Her pet was her computer. And yet she was always looking forward to having a relationship with one of the two men that they were both interested in her. I'm not sure who the two men are.
Okay. Sorry. I called him at the office, and then I called his other number, and I got him. But I said, would you like to get on the air? He said, Don, I'm on the air right now.
get him to come on the air at the same time.
You know, he said, Don, I can't. I'm on the air right now. I'd love to, but I can't. And I said, I understand. He said, give him all the best for me.
Well, at least we got someone to get an answer back to us. We also have, we did call Jeff Rentz, didn't we?
No, I didn't have his number. I thought I did. I probably have it somewhere. I just don't know where yet.
who actually was actually in X Squared Radio.
Oh, Brooks Agnew?
Yeah. And apparently he also worked with Ariel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's on the East Coast, too. We could try him.
Okay, give him a shot.
You got it.
We have nothing to lose here but our own on time. Okay.
All right, I'll give him a jingle right now.
Like I said before, Ariel, she, her pet was her computer. Her way of life was just her Mac. I mean, and she talked about her Mac all the time, you know, and if something's not Mac compatible, I said to her, I said, well, what, you know, we'll, I remember Dr. Jimmy said to me one time, he says, well, he was even, like, he owns his own computer business, and he said to her, I'll send you a rebuilt computer, a brand new rebuilt computer. And she says, what is it? And he says, it's a PC. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. And she says, he says, why? You know, here is, she says, no, I want my Mac. And so Dr. Jimmy says, okay, well, I think he said something about he was going to send her some parts for the Mac. No, I like my Mac. So, like, no matter what it is, no matter what you do, you can try everything you can. She just didn't want anything too big for her. You know, small gifts would be great. She doesn't, you know, if you want to send her a couple bucks. And I've heard people try to send her money, and she would just actually not spend it. You know, because she felt that there was just something there about her. She felt that she herself had to earn it in her own way, but she had to find a way to get around it.
We got his machine.
We got his machine.
We got
okay.
The machine, and the other number he's not picking up on.
Well, you know what? We're almost getting close to that time to close.
Okay.
What we'll do, we'll just call it a night. And, you know, folks, I'd like to really thank you all for listening into the show. And we really do appreciate you listening in. For a good friend, Ariel Louise. And, Ariel, we're going to miss you a whole lot. And as far as I'm concerned, and I always use this phrase, if you don't behave yourself, I'll haunt you. And, Ariel, I know you would do the same thing. And I told Ariel one time, if you ever decide to do any harm to yourself, I'll haunt you. Guess what, lady? I'm waiting for you to come and see me one night, and I'm going to say, guess what? I heard you. And one day I will send that message on to everybody else from you. The day right now, she's making peace with everybody else, and she's making her journey, and she's talking to everyone that she knows and making contact with all her family, and that day will come. I know Ariel is at peace with herself, and we know very well that she will never be forgotten. Ariel, this is for you. We love you a great deal, and we'll miss you. This is Eric White, Sky Cloud, signing off for Between Two Worlds. Folks, I'd like to thank you all for listening in, and those who are in the chat room, BBS chat room, and next week we'll see you, talk to you again next week, and we'll be signing off. Dawn, thank you very much for being with us and joining us and helping me doing the phone lines. Thanks, Scott, guys.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.